Hey everybody, I'm Ginger Birkenbuehl and I am the host of the Honest Field Guy podcast, as well as the founder of Burke Creative. I'm so glad that you're here today to join me for another interlude podcast episode where I either read from books or I talk about things that I'm interested in or ruminations of random things. I'm just so excited because you can be anywhere. I know I say that a lot, but it's actually true. You could be anywhere and you've decided to come here. And I am grateful for you listening to my show, The Honest Field Guy Podcast. Because there's so many shows out there and there's a lot of really great shows and some bad shows. And I personally think my show is great, and I've had other people tell me that. I'm very different. I definitely try to focus on hidden gems and hidden people, hidden figures, as they like to say. And I talk about entrepreneurship and entrepreneurs and small business owners, but I also talk to other people like that lead big things at large corporations, in the hopes that I can encourage them to engage with small businesses and entrepreneurs like myself. I really want to get their insights to understand why or why not they're working with small businesses, like mine, Burt Creative. But in the meantime, I'm actually going to be highlighting an entrepreneur, artist, writer, poet that I met at the Sundance Film Festival. And I was out there in January because I was brought out to cover several things. Not only was I brought out to cover the festival itself, but I was also representing my nonprofit board that I just joined called Full Spectrum Features. They screened a film called Desire Lines at Sundance, the first time they've ever had a film at Sundance, and it actually won an amazing award. So I was out there going to see the screening and hobnobbing with people, and as a board member, of course, asking for money. Would you please write us a check? And that was really a joy to be with the actors for this film. You have to look at it. It's called Desire Lines. I don't know if it's been picked up for distribution yet, but it's a beautiful, beautiful film about humanity. And I also was out there. Really just walking around, covering different films, reporting on the films. I was a member of the credentialed press, which is the first time that I've ever had that credential. And it was really interesting what I learned being a member of the credentialed press. I also visited the ASCAP lounge, and I got to meet finally one of my heroes, Eric Philbrook. He's a creative director at ASCAP, has been for a very long time. And he's one of the reasons why my band, Utah Carol, actually, my husband and I, we have a band, a country Americana band. He's one of the reasons why we got a lot of visibility and sold a lot of records. He wrote several articles about us over a period of maybe like 3 years or something, maybe actually a little bit more than that. The release of our second album, Comfort for the Traveler, and then Rodeo Queen, he wrote about us in ASCAP magazine, which was really, he obviously wrote about us because he liked our music. So I got to meet him because ASCAP is a permanent feature at the Sundance Film Festival. There's a lot of musicians out there that have, their songs and movies. And so it was really great to finally meet him in person after all these years. And I gave him a huge hug, and it was one of the highlights of my trip. And I met so many great people, including this woman named Chanel Murray, who I am really on this show to talk about today. She wrote a book of poetry called All Black Everything. And her name is Chanel Murray. And she was at the Sundance Film Festival. And I'm going to put this up here. She was at the Sundance Film Festival because she's actually got this beautiful book of poetry, but she's also trying to turn some of these into a screenplay. She's got a bunch of ideas, and she's been at the game for a little bit. Not her first time to the rodeo with this work. And we just happened to meet. We were at the hotel, the same hotel, and I was in Utah. There's not a lot of black people in Utah, so when I saw another cute black girl, I was like, "Oh my God, I have to go talk to her. What's she doing here? I mean, let's find out." And so I talked to her, and I was like, "What are you up to?" And she told me about her book, and I was like, "Oh my God, let me buy one." And I bought her book, and she was not expecting a sale. Literally, she'd only had her foot in the hotel for 5 minutes, and I was like supporting her as an entrepreneur because that's what I do. And this book is amazing. It's full of really wonderful poems about blackness and black people. And I'm just gonna read like one. I'm going to read an excerpt from one of the poems that she wrote because it's really beautiful. Actually, she and I had a phone call a couple days ago, and she called me up. She's like, "Hey, I just want to touch base. What do you think about my book and my poems and things like that?" And it was just so great to be at the Sundance Film Festival and also, bring the experience to real life. Like, you make connections with people, you meet people, you talk to people, you exchange business cards. And I'm going to be really honest. Like, I met so many people at Sundance, and I want to say 75% of the people I met that said we were going to connect, they dropped the ball and they didn't call me back. They didn't connect. There was like, there's like zero, like zero anything. But there are like maybe like, you know, 25% more people that I met that are following through on their promise to connect. And I've actually followed up with everybody that I met that I said I wanted to connect with. I mean, I make sure that I do that. But anyway, Chanel, like she, you know, we had a phone call. It was great. And she actually read to me one of her poems out loud. And I thought, oh my God, I'm getting like a spoken word, a private spoken word session with Chanel Murray, from her book, All Black Everything, like on my phone. And I was like, this is amazing. And it actually reminded me that I did tell her that I was going to read something from her book of poetry on my show. And that's what I'm doing. So this is my little interlude. Usually these interludes don't last more than 15 minutes. So I want to make sure you know that, like, you're not going to be on, this isn't my regular type of podcast where I have a conversation for a long time with someone to really learn about their entrepreneurship journey. I'm just going to read part of a poem, and it's really apropos to my life right now. The name of the poem is My Hair Taught Me to Love Me. And the reason I want to read this, for those of you that have been following my show and following my journey as a writer for Fast Company Magazine, you'll know that I wrote a story about my natural hair journey, and it's still available. If you go to, if you type my name, Ginger Birkenbuehl, in Google, you'll find my byline in Fast Company Magazine, and you'll see the essay, the piece, I would like to call it a piece versus an essay. You'll see the piece I wrote related to my life as a little girl with natural hair, and how it impacted not only my life and my psyche, but my brand as I moved into the corporate space. It's a really great story, but I love her poem because it's like, I feel like this is like me. This is like me. Okay, so let me start off. My hair taught me to love me. And again, this is from Chanel Murray's book of poetry called All Black Everything. And I'm going to show, for those of you that only have audio, you're not going to see the cover, but it's a really great book. And you can get her book on Amazon. You know, she is an educator, literacy specialist, writer, and advocate for racial equity. And she's also the co-founder and director of Black Gems, an empowering program that provides children and adults of the African diaspora with an opportunity to learn Black history from an African-centered lens. Whether it's STEM, the arts, or education, the core of her work centers around addressing systemic barriers and creating accessible opportunities for the Black community. Her other passions include acting and supporting and collaborating with Black-owned businesses like mine. So anyway, okay, here we go. This is really a beautiful story. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's actually kind of long. And I always like to keep these under 50 minutes. My hair taught me to love me. Never did I think I'd go natural. I was addicted to that creamy crack. Soon as I would feel some new hair trying to sprout through, like, hey, girl, where's the party at? Back to the salon I would go. There was a tiny bit of curiosity when the natural and relaxed strands were juxtaposed, feeling like worlds apart. I would have dreams of forgetting to perm my hair before going away to camp. It was more like a nightmare for me, the nightmare of having my roots exposed. I also have a complex with getting my hair wet. I knew how to swim, but would avoid getting into the water because I didn't want to mess up my hair. After not having a relaxer for months because I was rocking some yarn braids, my new growth had me curious. I wondered, what does my hair look like? I haven't seen my hair since I was young. I didn't know my hair. My school picture of me in kindergarten shows me with long, bone straight hair, my hair drugged into conformity. With the stripping of the hair protein came the stripping of self-esteem. Do I really love myself fully if I only feel comfortable showing up as a different version of me? A version I have to do so much to maintain. When I took out the braids, there was an adjustment of getting to know my hair. It was a stranger to me, and part of me was disappointed because I thought my hair would look like some of the natural hair social media influencers with looser curl patterns. The journey of loving my hair needed to begin. I didn't want to feel like I was trying to make good out of a bad situation. I didn't want to love my hair in spite of, but because my hair is dope. You know, I ended up reading the whole thing because it's so good, and it's so aligned with my own journey. I've just had straight hair almost my entire life, and you know, Me deciding to go natural, it's been crazy and wild and very difficult for me. And I'm still learning how to live with my natural hair and also expose myself in public with my natural hair. It's a challenge for me. And I am no longer ever going to put chemical straightener in my hair. But I also don't judge women that do because I was there and I understand it. And I have nothing against straight hair. I just know that I will never go back to it. So thank you, Chanel, for putting this beautiful poem together. Her book again is All Black Everything, and that is spelled Errythang, and I'm probably not saying it like beautifully, but it's a really wonderful book, and I highly encourage you take a look and get it. And she's really wonderful to talk to. And I want to thank you again for coming to the Honest Feel Guide podcast for my little, 10, 15 minute interlude. I do have some amazing guests coming up on my show in the next couple months. I'm going to be interviewing a hair salon owner actually this week, and she has a shop called Callie's Curls in Evanston, Illinois, and I'm really curious about her curly hair journey. And there's a lot of surprises that will come out of this conversation. So I want you to take a look at that. But in the meantime, please go get Chanel Murray's book, All Black Everything. I'm Ginger Birkenbuehl. Thank you very much for coming to my show, The Honest Feel Guide podcast, with music by Utah Carol. And I really do hope to see you again soon. Thanks for coming.